This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, November 3rd. God's word to you today is Sincerely Speaking. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 6, verse 2, from the Living Bible, and it says, "Share each other's troubles and problems, and so obey our Lord's command." James 5:16 from the easy-to-read version says, "So always tell each other the wrong things you have done, then pray for each other. Do this so that God can heal you. Anyone who lives the way God wants can pray, and great things will happen." Permit me to paraphrase this scripture to read, "So always tell the godly people you do life with about your struggles. Then pray for each other. Do this so that God can heal you. Anyone who lives the way God wants can pray, and great things will happen." How can your response to the question, "How are you?" be "I'm fine," when you are in fact hurting? Make up your mind to be honest and vulnerable to the people you do life with. I'm not saying you should tell everyone you meet that you're hurting. The emphasis is on the people you do life with. Can we for once hear a response like, "I'm hurting and I need someone to talk to"? Do I get an amen? Instead of "How are you?" and the response is "All is well." Master Christianese, people can see that things are really bad, but your response is still, "All shall be well." That is the foundation of hypocrisy. When a husband can lie to his wife that all will be well when all is not well, I'm not talking about faith here. This is different, and I'm sure you get what I'm saying. You might stay in depression alone. You might sit in depression alone, but you're not designed to make it through depression alone. You are not. And that kind of vulnerability is critical to healing. From the story in 1 Samuel 1 verses 1 to 18, there were two people Hannah opened up to. These two people are symbolic of the two kinds of people you must open up to if you want to be healed of depression. The two people Hannah opened up to were Elkanah, her husband, and Eli, the man of God. 1 Samuel 1 verse 8 from the New Century Version says, "Her husband Elkanah would say to her, 'Hannah, why are you crying? And why won't you eat? Why are you sad? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?'" I do not think Elkanah was trying to ridicule Hannah or to make light of what she was going through. I know every woman would say, "Give me a son first, or perhaps 10. Yet, Elkanah was not playing with Hannah's emotions. What I think he meant was, "Hannah, I love you. Even if God does not give us a child, I will still love you. It does not matter whether you have a son or 10 sons. I pray for every single lady listening to this, that you marry someone that will love you regardless, and you will be fruitful in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen." Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I ask for the courage to be vulnerable to God-chosen people I do life with about my struggles and find healing and support. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.